Cuando estaba en el seminario, ibas en grupo a un viaje al campamento a principios de año. Recuerdo que cuando escurría no podías ver nada. Fue muy desorientador, especialmente en una sociedad donde tenemos electricidad constantemente, ¿verdad? Ni siquiera podías ver por dónde caminabas. La única luz que tenías era una linterna. En ese viaje de campamento, esa fue la luz que brilló en la oscuridad. Esta Navidad podemos leer desde el primer capítulo del Evangelio de Juan, el prólogo. Es uno de los pasajes más hermosos y más profundos de la Sagrada Escritura. San Juan nos dice sobre la luz que brillará en las tinieblas, y las tinieblas no la vencerán. ¿Qué es esta luz? La luz es nuestro Señor y Salvador Jesucristo, el Verbo hecho carne. Todas las profecías pidieron hacerse carne y habitar entre nosotros. Dios se hizo hombre, Jesucristo es nuestra luz. Él es a quien miramos. Él nos da luz cuando las cosas están oscuras. Él es que nos salvará. Él es quien habita en nuestros corazones en la Sagrada Eucaristía. ¿Cuál es la oscuridad que Él está venciendo? La oscuridad es el pecado y la muerte. Anoche tuve la oportunidad de asistir a la pastorela que montaron los niños para marcar el final de las pasadas. Todos ellos hicieron un gran trabajo. Puedo decir que pusieron mucho trabajo en ello. En la obra mostraban a Satanás y los espíritus malignos tratando de tentar y desalentar a los pastores de ir a ver al niño Jesús, hasta que uno de los ángeles empuja contra Satanás. Lo que creo que muestra la pastorela es que Jesús vino al mundo para derrotar a Satanás de su plan. El plan de Satanás era capturar a nuestros primeros padres, Adán y Eva, y atraparnos a todos en el pecado. Jesucristo, el Hijo de Dios, este niño pequeño que nace en una familia humilde, que nace en una pesebre, que nace en una cueva sin grandes alardes, es la luz del mundo. El Hijo de Dios viene al mundo y nos libera del plan diabólico de Satanás. La humildad de nacimiento de Jesús vence el orgullo de Satanás. Dios es victorioso. Jesús es la luz y la verdad que nos sacará de las tinieblas. Todo lo que tenemos que hacer es seguirlo. Estamos listos para ir hacia la luz. Estamos listos para aceptar a Jesucristo como nuestro Señor y Salvador. When I was in seminary, we would go every year on a camping trip at the beginning of the year. And I remember when it got dark outside, if you've ever been camping, you can't see anything. There's no light. And this is very disorienting, especially when you live in a society where you have constant electricity around you. You couldn't even see where you were walking without a flashlight or a headlamp. In fact, the flashlight was probably the only light that you would have to see in front of you. And on that camping trip, that light, that was the light that shone in the darkness to help me to see the way. And this Christmas, we get to read from the first chapter of the Gospel of John, which is the prologue of John. And it's one of the most beautiful and most profound passages in sacred scripture. Because St. John tells us that the light will shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. So what is this light exactly that St. John is talking about? The light is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. All the prophecies in the Old Testament are foretold, becoming flesh and dwelling among us. God became man. Jesus Christ, he is our light, and he is the one that we look to. He gives us light when things are obscure in our lives. He's the one we can always look to. He is the one that will save us. He is the one who dwells in our hearts, just like he did in the manger in the Holy Eucharist. So what is this darkness that he is overcoming? The darkness is sin and death. Last night I had the opportunity to attend the pastorella that some of the children put on to end the Posadas. And they all, I have to say, did a great job. They put a lot of work into it, I could tell. And in the play, they showed Satan and the other evil spirits were trying to tempt and discourage the shepherds from going to see the Christ child, until one of the angels pushes back against Satan. And what I think the pastorella shows is that Jesus came into the world to defeat Satan and his plan. Satan's plan was to capture our first parents, Adam and Eve, who fell, and an original sin entered into the world. But then Jesus Christ, the Son of God, this little child who was born into a humble family, who was born in humble circumstances, in a manger, who was born in a cave without any major fanfare, without really anything announcing him other than who was announced to immediately, is the light of the world. The Son of God comes into the world and he frees us from Satan's diabolical plan if we follow him. The humility of the birth of Christ overcomes the pride of Satan. God, then, is victorious. Jesus Christ is the light and the truth that will lead us out of darkness. All we have to do is to say yes to Tim. All we have to do is to follow him. And the question that I have for you tonight is, are we ready to go toward that light? Are we ready to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? Because if we do, he will light our way, especially during this Christmas season. So let us walk toward that light this Christmas. Caminemos todos hacia esa luz esta Navidad.